At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Bridgestone WeatherPeak. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Welcome to the show.
You clapping for yourself?
I am. Ass clapping. Getting in the mood. Getting in the zone. I've been working on that. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis.
What are you, Lizzo?
CNR on FSR. Welcome to Fox Sports Radio.
Right.
Shout out to the iHeartRadio app. Please subscribe to our podcast. Look up Covino and Rich wherever you stream your podcast. SXM83, wherever you are, whoever you are, thanks for joining us on this TBT.
Did you do your homework? Did everyone watch Facing Nolan? We'll get to that. First weekend of October. Moving forward, for the foreseeable future, we're going to have four wild card games a day. College football on Saturday, NFL football on Sunday. It's pretty action-packed when you look at how the Major League Baseball spread these games out. The games start tomorrow morning out here on the West Coast, 9 a.m.
So based on yesterday's conversation about managing expectations in your relationships, it would have been to your benefit to take your woman out to dinner earlier this week.
This weekend.
Or tonight.
This weekend is all...
Oh, man, it depends if you're watching Thursday Night Football.
You could skip the Broncos... Colts, if it means watching wild card weekend combined with all the other NFL action, right? So, hey, we're embarking on year one of wild card weekend.
Wow.
Mixed with all the football. I think it's going to slowly get the reputation as one of the better weekends of sports throughout the year.
Something to be excited about, and we'll break down all the NFL games starting mañana. Plus, the things you need to watch, our weekend hobnobbing. We'll do that tomorrow as well. But right now, like Rich said, it is National Coaches Day. First off, who makes this stuff up? I don't know. I dig it, though.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It's a great way to appreciate your coach.
It's actually also National Noodle Day, but I don't want to talk about your noodle.
What does that even mean, National Noodle Day?
I'm up for interpretation. Pool noodle? Ramen noodles?
Smart. Any idea?
Lo mein?
Like those stale bricks of top ramen that we used to make as kids.
Yeah. Exactly. They were
send nudes. N-O-O-D-S.
What
send
do you mean,
nudes.
Make as kids, Danny. That's what I make for my daughter. You're not looking at Chef Boyar Steve.
Yeah.
I'm like, all I got is ramen. What do you? I don't know how to cook anything.
25 so
I
still, cents, yeah, add water.
I still use them all the time.
Dad of the year, everybody.
And that's when my mom was balling, she'd crack an egg into it.
Ooh,
fancy ramen.
Ooh, man, I got to look into it. You got to teach me the recipe.
That's like a soupier.
That's like a pho.
Thicker.
Yeah,
pho.
It was an early pho.
Yeah. See?
I Careful. Ramos, you don't have to dump that.
Now, hold on. So it's National Noodle Day. What else? There's always like five things.
Oh, it's Inbox Zero Day, which I'll never celebrate because my inbox is currently at 106,000 emails.
I can't
understand. Yeah.
I can't understand the people that don't clear their things.
Like, Ramos,
if I look at your phone right now, is there a number or is it cleared? Like,
it's clear.
Yeah, to me, my text messages can't be like, my wife's phone will be like text messages.
We'll compete
29.
Right now. On three, flip over your phone so you have more email messages. Ready? One, two, three.
I have zero.
I got 38,232
unread messages. 106,820.
All of them are from Bed Bath & Beyond. Overstock.com. Pottery Barn.
Every game you've ever went to. I went to one Washington Nationals game. I get an email from the Washington Nationals every day. I'm like, yo, leave me alone.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. What is it called, though, this actual day? No,
just
what?
Inbox Zero Day.
Inbox Zero Day? That's so random.
I have 182 drafts. That seems like a lot.
That means there's 182 people still waiting for your response.
No, 182 people he was going to tell off, but changed his mind about it.
Where's that email from Danny at?
It's therapeutic.
And by the way, I want
write
the Fox
it,
Sports,
don't send it.
Dear Scott.
I want the Fox Sports Radio Nation to know that I am not exaggerating. My inbox says 38,232 unread messages.
Is that because you see them, but you just don't open them, correct?
Yeah, I'm okay. So sick of it.
No.
You know?
But Ramos, the mild OCD in me will...
You got to open
like,
them.
In the morning, I'll be like, if it's like 68 messages, even if they're junk, I'll be like, delete.
Yeah, but then when you get audited, you're going to be screwed.
Not to mention, when he receives actual important emails, he also deletes those.
Yes.
Like all our recent paperwork when we started here, I'm like, did you get that email? He's like, I didn't get it. And then I went and checked in his trash, and there's like 10 emails.
I mean, that is true.
From iHeartRadio.
I was like, I guess they never sent me the emails for workday. And Spot's like, check your trash. but right now, look, I just opened it. This is the garbage. Dreams Resort. If you ever stayed at any resort, boom, emails forever.
Dreams Resort.
My iHeart Sports Daily Wager, Pro Flowers, betting websites, Peacock, Netflix, Zillow, Dodgers.com. You go to one Dodgers game, you get it forever. Home Depot, ADT Security, Lucky Jeans. Jeez, leave me alone, everybody.
ADT You're right. Security.
I get Lucky Brand all the time. You're so right about that.
Yeah, because you probably put your email for one receipt or something, and they're like, now we got you.
You got 10% off.
But don't worry,
like
Covino,
15 years ago.
The peak fall styles. The peak fall styles are up to 40% off.
Oh man.
You know the online ordering. The company's tricks nowadays are, okay, if you want 20% off, give us your email. So then you put your email in, and they're like, to complete this discount, we have to text you also. Or, and so that's how they get into everybody's devices.
Or you put your email in, and in very small font, it's like, unclick here if you don't want to be part of the mailer, and you don't unclick it. So you're in.
You know what it is? We're all just too lazy to unsubscribe to all these junk mail harassments. That's really what it is.
It is true. Truth.
We'd rather delete them or just leave them there and get angry about it instead of unsubscribing. Ugh. That's my method. What else is it today, Spot?
Oh, I hope your daughter doesn't get a hold of this one. It's National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Dadzell.
No, yeah, exactly.
Dadzell.
No thanks. You mean my broke best friend, Melody? Having a daughter?
Right.
Having a daughter. It's like the meme. Having a daughter is like having a broke little friend.
Yeah, broke
slash roommate.
Yeah, who never pays rent.
Yeah, exactly. So no thanks.
Let's see, National Badger Day.
And touches all your food.
Ooh, yes.
National Badger
Honey
Day.
Badger Day.
What does that even mean, National Badger Day?
You're celebrating badgers.
Is that why you've been badgering me all day?
Do you know anybody named Isabella? Oh, my niece is named Isabella. It's National Isabella Day.
All right, well, let's just stick to National Coaches Day.
Or National Plus Size Appreciation Day. It's every day for me.
Thanks for bringing it back to sports, Rich.
Oh, yes.
Well,
National Coaches Day.
Shout out to all the coaches out there making an impact, making a difference, all the professional coaches along the way that we've rooted on. You know, we're going to think about the worst coaches. Like, how were those decisions ever made? We're going to have you look back on a Throwback Thursday. But, you know, there's a few things that I think about when I think of National Coaches Day. Like I already mentioned, Craig T. Nelson. Shout out to him.
Great show.
How about
Great
players?
Theme song.
How about players managers? Remember that? Like, do you remember having baseball cards of, like, Pete Rose when he was a player manager.
I'll be honest, he's the only one I could think of. So when you say
Yogi Berra did it, I remember having like my uncle's.
How old are you?
No, I would find
Yogi Berra.
I would find my uncle's old collection.
Am I wrong
right?
by saying in our lifetime, if you're like 40-ish or younger, the only player coach was Pete Rose?
I think that's about right. I know Frank Robinson did it for a little bit with Cleveland, but that was in the 70s.
The thought of that now is still insane, right?
Yep.
It's absurd. Didn't like the Giambino sort of lean there a little bit?
Giambi was trying to do it?
Yeah, kind of, because he was so like such an old veteran. I feel like he was like a partial coach, but came off the bench a little bit. I don't know.
I think you're making that
up. I feel
up.
Like you guys are ignoring LeBron James right now.
You know what?
He's a coach and
he's like a GM player.
But on National Coaches Day, I do have a question for you. Is this true? What do you think about it? Gone are the days of the old guy with a cigar coaching a little league team where he has no kids, no real affiliation to the team, but he's just been doing it for years. And he's a fixture.
I love that you said, gone are the days. Yeah, because I think gone are the days.
Would that be an accurate statement or an inaccurate statement? And here's why I wonder about it. Because growing up, again, Union Little League, I feel like it gave me a lot of confidence growing up. I loved Little League. I'm from New Jersey, 27 Little League home runs. There was always these old coaches that, you know, they had a lot to offer, but really they were probably just getting out of the house, getting away from their wives, you know, smoking cigars, recruiting players, and that's like competing with their buddies, like to who had the better team. Now, here's how I look at it. I don't have a son or a kid in Little League. Would it be odd if I wanted to coach Little League? Would people look at me like, who's this guy and why is he coaching? I feel like I'd have a lot to offer.
The sad reality is in 2022, everyone is like, they assume creepo first.
And that's the sad part.
You do it
on a throwback Thursday.
You do it with your kids' friends. You're like, I got to meet the parents and sort of screen them before my daughter hangs out with anyone. And I get it. But did my parents do that? Your parents were like, yeah, go play.
It was such a different time.
We live in a world where we assume everyone's a creepo until proven not creepo.
Well, so explain this. Why would there be a guy coaching that Little League team?
Why would there be a guy doing that in 1988 when you played Little League? Because he has the love of the game and he's bored and he's an old guy. For me, it was a guy named Mr. Oliver. Everyone loved him. Replace your cigar. This guy had a pipe. He had a pipe, and I remember the
blowing
smell.
Blowing smoke in a 10-year-old's face.
I remember the smell. He had the
How
pipe.
How you doing, Richie?
And he had like a gray afro under his hat. And he was a great coach. Fundamentally, probably taught the kids more than anyone's dad.
I feel like that guy doesn't exist anymore, really.
And when it came time for like summer, when you had the all-star team, he coached the all-star team. Mr. Oliver was the guy, and I'm sure everyone in their town had a Mr. Oliver.
I had several Mr. Olivers.
Now I feel like it's a bunch of dads that regret doing it because all the other annoying parents yell at them.
Well, if you're shouting out guys, you know, it was the very famous Mr. Montini from my hometown.
Montini.
Mr. Sam Simone, and yeah, these old dudes who lived for it, and they were great coaches, like Rich said, and no one blinked twice.
Isn't he from Cheers?
What was their story? No one cared. And now here I am. Rocking like a hurricane.
I knew it.
And I'm thinking, well, I'd love to coach Little League. But everyone's going to think, like, what's his deal? He has no kids on the team. That's how I feel about it today. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? Danny G, do those guys still exist? I saw you shaking your head too, Ramos. Are those guys still around?
I'll let Ramos speak on it first.
Well, I coached Little League this year because my son is 10. And so I was a head coach of that and the All-Star team. But I don't think there's any. We're always looking for coaches. That's one of the emails we get all the time from the head of the Little League is, and we don't have enough coaches for this.
Well, because it's thankless, too.
Yeah, it's a volunteer. Yeah. So I think.
And especially nowadays where you see parents just like, my little Gregors isn't getting playing time. And they're like worse than ever, it seems, the parents.
I think a really good thing to do is I had a really open communication with the parents on a constant basis to kind of, I kind of kept them at bay a lot.
How do you subtly say, if your kid's not great, he's not going to get the playing time.
You put him in left field.
Yeah. Little League is different.
You put him in right field.
Everybody has to play at least two innings, right? So everyone's going to play. So I never had a trouble with parents saying, why isn't my son Joe playing? Because he would play at least two innings.
There's no Joes in today's world. It's Gregors and Caleb's.
Right. Joe's too simple, right?
Yeah. It's all funny names.
By the way, Covino, I think if you coached, I think that would be wonderful.
Well, that's the thing.
If you have the time.
If
you have the time.
If I had the time and... If I did, I feel like a guy like me, would have a lot to offer. I'm a good dude. I want to encourage a little kid, give him some confidence. You're the man, little guy. Yeah. See that swing? Oh, man, yeah. That's great. Let's go. Fire him up a little bit. Get him excited about the game. And then instead, you see these nerdy parents. Not you, Ramos. You're a cool parent.
Not me, right?
You see these nerdy parents.
That's not what you said 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's weird.
And you're like, that's weird. All right, Gregors, keep your elbow up. All right. And, you know, I feel like they're not really giving the kids what they need. So, you know, I just feel like gone are those days.
Yeah. It's possible. By the way, coaching Little League, instead of doing something with your daughter, would be have like Johnny Lawrence helps not his son in karate. He helps Miguel.
He helps Miguel. Yeah. And he gets him all fired up about karate.
To your point, Covino, though, and I wish it wasn't like this, because I've even had the pleasure to coach flag football, which is a lot of fun. Like, you got the flag football leagues here in California, mm-hmm. and I'm sure across the country. But you're right. Parents look at you like, well, where's your son? Where's your daughter? And if you don't have a kid playing, you can't just love sports? Can't just love coaching?
Nowadays, it seems like no.
It's a problem, though. I guess it's a couple of creepos that ruined it for everybody.
Ruined it.
Always the story.
Ruined it. Like, Ramos, I'm sure you're having a great time coaching your son.
Yeah, I have a wonderful time.
When he's done, you're probably done. But it'd be nice if you kept on coaching.
Yes, that's a good point. I'll have to talk to my wife about that.
Right? No, because people are going to be like, what's his deal?
Who's his kid? His kids are grown.
Now, on National Coaches Day, we will salute, you know, all the coaches that made impact in our life. Those old guys that were there for the love of it or just to get out of the house. Either way, we had fun learning from them. Quick story. The year was 1993. 93.
Oh, man, you're old.
On a Throwback Thursday, it was like 93, 94, right? It might have been 94.
I was watching TGIF.
No,
I was worrying about Urkel and Full House and Step by Step, and you were out getting booty.
I was hitting home runs, stealing bases. Yeah, I was breaking hearts.
I was at Grandma's
house. Don't lie,
house.
Rich. You were watching the first Hocus Pocus.
I was watching that, too.
You're picking your nose and eating it.
I was,
I was hitting doubles. So
did I do that? Got any cheese?
Yeah, that was my Friday nights in the early to mid-90s.
I was on the school bus, and, you know, I always had weird relationships with the coaches, right? I mean, not that kind of relationship, you know, but they were your coach, right?
Hey, it's a road trip. You want to share a bed?
Scared of them a little bit. Let's just say this coach's name was Mr. C, right? Mr. C. But we're on the school bus.
Cunningham?
And somehow I got stuck with that big metal, clunky first aid kit. You know how you travel with like a first aid kit to your games?
And someone has to carry it.
Looks like something. It looked like Herman Munster's lunchbox. Lily, it really looked like that. Think about it. Herman Munster's lunchbox. I'm sitting next to it, and I open it up, and it was something called cinder suds in there. Now, Ramos, you might know what that is because you're a coach. I have, till this day, no idea what cinder suds
I'm
going to
look it up right now. Cinder suds.
So I'm sitting there with Herman Munster's lunchbox, the first aid kit, and I bust out the cinder suds. And my friend is like,
this looks old school. It's a waterless.
No, don't even explain yet. Okay, don't even explain. Because I didn't know what it was. And I think one of my friends, I remember him laughing, like making a gesture to spray it. And I did from the back of the bus. I don't know what this stuff was made of, but this foamy substance went from the back of the bus and it floated over everybody's head into the front of the bus onto the windshield to where Chris Farley's like, I got to stop the bus. Damn kid stopping the bus. So Chris Farley, he pulls the bus to the side and the coach is like huffing and puffing.
What is it like? It was like the blob?
Bro, the coach turned beet red and he pulled one of these and every kid remembers this feeling like, all right, who did it? And you don't know if you're going to admit it or not.
No.
You're like, oh, man.
I don't want to upset Coach C.
Yeah. So this stuff, you know, stopped the bus. He had to get up and reprimand everybody. All right. Who did it? And I'm like, it was me.
No.
Right? And I swear to you, because I was a good kid and I was like an all-star. I was one of his best players. He's like,
threw in that he was an all-star. You hear that?
Hey, what was he going to do, bench me? I was batting .575 around the time. I got the receipts to prove it. Read the articles. Man. He goes,
wait, where were you in your home run march?
No, I wasn't a big home run hitter back in those days.
Little League, he was the home run hitter. Because you know why? Because Covino, I don't know if you know this. He when he was like 11, he was 5'10 and hasn't grown an inch since.
That's true.
It. He went through the growth spurt early and just stopped.
Yeah. So this is high school, right? So he's like, he looks at me in front of everybody and he's like beat red and so mad, dude. Like your coach, that's why you had a weird relationship because they could flip on you, right? Yeah. They were a coach. He goes, why did you go and have to be a jerk? And he's like, he blew my hair back, hat flew off. Oh. I'm like, man, this guy, you don't want to mess with him. But he pulled one of those, look what you did, you little jerk. Until this day, not only do I not know what Cinder Suds is or what it's used for, but my teammates still remember that. Like how mad the coach got at me that day.
If you want
to throwback
know.
Thursday, I just wanted to tell that story. We're talking about coaches. There you go.
Maybe I'll buy you some of this as a stocking stuffer this holiday season.
Cinder Suds.
Kramer Sports Medicine. It's a waterless foam hand soap and wound cleaner.
It's a wound cleaner.
Spray it on the bus.
It lifts dirt and debris from minor wounds, but I can imagine if you spray it, it turns into like a very puffy foam. Like I can imagine the school bus.
All the kids are like
looking like you know when a dishwasher overflows when someone puts too much soap in it?
No, it's like that. It's like that foamy stuff that they use to insulate houses that expands. But it went all over the place.
And it kept expanding.
Kids were coughing. Coach was mad. Bus driver was having to flip out. And it was all my fault.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound? Or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Sports Hardware Store and Chuck E. Cheese.
Music.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
It's the Divorced Dad Rock Song of the Day.
Figured I'd fire up the spirits of New England because there's no Red Sox in the playoffs. And your Patriots, I don't know about
them. Wow.
And now we get you ready for Thursday night. Foosball.
I've been loving the Amazon coverage.
What's up, Foos?
I'll be honest. I really have. You know, I know there's certain people that are like, how do I watch? I mean, most people have Amazon, right? I mean, you would assume at this stage of the game.
Not everyone lives the life of Rich. Not everyone.
Then where does everyone's wives order their packages from? Because I feel like every day I come home.
What are you building,
like,
a clubhouse?
I'm like, what are
so
the
many
boxes?
So many boxes. Thought my girlfriend was building the fort.
I see the dude with his little vest walking up to my front door three times a day. His little blue vest with
it's
his Amazon
control. Got your 2-2 Broncos, 1-2-1 Colts. Rich is saying it's a must win for the Broncos.
And I'll tell you
Jonathan
what.
Jonathan Taylor's out. Tell us why it's a must win.
Thomas.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas is out. That who's in? Lindsay. And I said, could be interesting. Started his career as a Bronco. Couple back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing years. Then sort of off the grid a little bit. Getting a chance. So we'll see what goes down tonight. But here's why the Broncos need to win. Multiple reasons. Take a look at this offense. Russell Wilson. It's abundantly clear that he left Seattle and Geno Smith is looking pretty good. Your replacement is looking more than suitable.
Yes.
This is the Geno Smith that we thought we were getting.
But here's the difference.
Years ago.
No one was expecting that. No one was expecting to see Seattle's offense to look as good or decent as it's been, right?
Listen,
people were expecting a lot more from Russell Wilson and the Broncos offense.
Hindsight's 2020.
Even though the stats are similar, and our expectations were much different.
Everyone thinks they're a genius when the results are in front of them. But Danny G, when we talked about it before the season started, right? We got to take it back there because right now the whole NFC West is 2-2. We all thought that the Seahawks were going to be bottom feeders. Like, this is a team. It's going to be weird to see Pete Carroll totally rebuilding, right?
Oh, yeah. On our prediction sheet here in the studio, a lot of us chose the Seahawks for the worst record in the league.
They might be a 500 team fighting for a playoff spot for all we know, right?
Yeah, and props we all
thought,
to them.
We all thought your division, Raiders fans, Danny G., Broncos, Raiders,
one
Chargers,
of the best of all time.
Chiefs, this team, I don't know, they may all make the playoffs. Raiders got off to a rough start, but they got the talent and the ability to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers are 2-2, but they look like they're on the upswing. Like they're getting it together. And you got the Chiefs, which is, again, we said maybe the only team that looks like they're in form right now. Patrick Mahomes playing like the Mahomes that is the best player in the NFL.
Got luck on my side. Magic's back.
We thought the Denver Broncos.
Definitely seeing that magic again.
What was the narrative last year? We can't forget. The narrative last year was this Denver defense alone could take them on a run. Now imagine if they had offense. They get Russell Wilson. They have the 30th best offense going into week 5 in the NFL.
I mean,
do you hear that?
It's safe to say it's not clicking yet.
30th.
Not clicking.
Their defense is legit. You saw what they did to my Niners on that disgusting, sloppy game. The sloppy Sunday night game where they won.
Sloppy game.
They won 11-10. You know what that shows you? They held the Niners to 10 points, but they only put up 11. And again, it was one Russell Wilson drive. Besides that, it was a Jimmy G safety and, you know, some good defense. Russell Wilson, if you're a Denver Broncos fan, you have to beat the Indianapolis Colts tonight. This Matt Ryan looks very lost at times, makes bad decisions. A turnover-prone team against a great defense like the Broncos. You know what you're hoping for if you're a Broncos fan or just a fan of Russell Wilson? Today's the game where Russell Wilson has 3 touchdowns. That's what you need. If they win, even if the Broncos win, Covino, tonight, it's some low-scoring bunk game and it's like 13-9 Broncos.
Mm.
If I'm a Broncos fan, I'm not happy with that because, yeah, you could blank a team that makes mistakes and doesn't have a high power offense like the Colts.
Oh, you want to see a clobbering. Is that what you're saying?
Ramos, do you feel like the Broncos? I feel like the Broncos need to make a statement tonight.
I like the Broncos tonight. Even though it's a short week, right? Thursday is short, not good for you. But I do like the Broncos tonight to beat the Colts.
Yeah, but Rich is saying I think not just beating him. He's saying they have to clobber them.
I don't know if they have to clobber them, but...
You love the word clobber. You're the clobber guy. You love that word.
Clobber, you only use it in sports. Yeah. When else clobber. Do you use it? When else do you use that word?
I'm not going to say clobber.
I only use it.
Caveman. But I do think that Russell Wilson needs to put up some numbers where it's like, oh, yeah, that's the guy that we paid all that money for. That's the guy.
You want to say win convincingly? I think clobber's better.
Win convincingly.
You've enticed me to watch because before I was debating... Look, I understand it's a must-win for the Broncos, but is it really a must-watch? You know, is tonight the night you take a break and you enjoy your family? You watch some Hocus Pocus 2. You watch some Rob Zombie's Monsters. You get into the spooky season. Now I'm actually more interested. Okay. I mean, I was going to watch anyway, but more interested to watch because I now want to see the must-win, but not even just a must-win. I want to see a convincing win since you don't like the word clobber.
Okay. I'm going to give you a point. Okay, spread. I'm going to give you a bet.
But flip it.
Can I make you a bet?
Please do, but flip it for a minute. Let's say the Broncos don't win convincing. Let's say they lose. What does it say? Is it panic time? Is it, hey, maybe Russell Wilson has lost it? Because right now, nobody's really saying that. Most people are thinking, yeah, he's got to figure it out. Bad coaching. No one's clicking. What's going on? They'll get there. We're still in the belief. We have this belief that they'll get there. They'll figure it out. This is Russell Wilson. If they don't win, if it's a must win, then what's the assessment?
You know, unfortunately, there's a guy named Nathaniel Hackett who's going to take all the blame because no one's going to blame Russell Wilson. And do we know any other Nathaniels that go by their full name? Not Nate, not Nathan. Nathaniel Hackett. Hawthorne. I mean, I heard even Cowherd saying that this guy might be the worst coach in the NFL in quite some time. I feel bad saying
that. Why didn't you bring him up earlier? It's national coaches.
Listen, he's a grown man making a lot of money. He's coaching the Broncos. I'm not here to talk bad about another grown man, but I mean, as of now, with the weapons he has, it's not like he has a decimated offense. They got weapons. They got players on this team.
Can a coach get better? Can he get better? Like, is he just done now? Because everybody talks about, like you just said, he's horrible. Can he get better, though? Is there a?
It's a good
is
question.
He just going to be really bad and get worse?
You know, can you bench the coach?
Think about coworkers and relationships, right? If you have a coworker, let's say someone on your sales team, just stinks. Can they get better?
It
depends. Are they lazy or are they trying too hard?
Yeah, but at this level, it's not about getting better. You're supposed to be good already, right? Like, this isn't like learn as you go. It's not what the NFL is all about. So, unfortunately, I think the answer to that is no, he should have been there already. You know, this is the National Football League. Nathaniel Hackett.
I mean, it is National Coaches Day.
Apparently, he can't. Get it?
He can't hack it.
That's his middle name.
Is there?
Oh boy, look at that! Time for trending.
Nathaniel can't hack it. Oh boy, Brian Fanley, what's up, man?
It sounds like Nathaniel Hackett is like some infantryman in Paul Revere's army.
Nathaniel Hackett?
Nathaniel Hackett. Yeah, like he's carrying around a musket. And
he's the guy playing the flute.
Yes,
Lieutenant Nathaniel Hackett.
Yes.
Well, reporting for duty.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
you know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdrawals about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't me?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Woo! Little TBT. Throwing it back on a Thursday to your old stinky uncle's rock music, which I love and rock out to. But so does your old stinky uncle. And if you're wondering, my old stinky uncle? That's not my old stinky uncle's rock. Then you're the old stinky uncle.
It's true.
CNR on FSR.
All right, let's throw it to your phone calls in just a second. We're talking about being National Coaches Day, the importance of a good coach, not only for your professional sports team. Think of the great Little League coaches or Pop Warner football or high school or college coaches you had. A coach can make all the difference.
Yeah, can I shout out Mr. Buttermaker and Coach Lou Brown?
Tire Rack.
Come on, you got to go with the classic.
Give him the heater.
Forget about the curveball, Ricky.
Give him the heater.
Come on.
Well, what about the Fonz?
Oh, yeah, the Fonz.
He was a great coach in Waterboy.
Until they stole his playbook.
That is true. All right, Emmett in Olympia. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? I have to, kind of put – I'm not, a Jaguars fan, but, I don't think there's any of them listening. So, last year, Urban Meyer, I think that was probably one of the biggest disasters in NFL coaching history.
Dude, he kicked the kicker. Didn't he kick the kicker? Yeah. Wasn't that like the final straw?
Yeah. Yeah. And then, we have to, since it's coach day, I feel like it's appropriate. I have to do it. My Mike McDaniel impression I teased on Twitter. So here we go. It's too early to give a timeline on how long he's missing, but what I do know is he's not going to be playing for the Jets during the Jets game on Sunday. Teddy Bridgewater is going to be their quarterback.
I feel like that's just you. I'm just saying. JR in Kentucky, thanks,
Emmett. We love you, Emmett.
By the way, on a side note, did you see Bill Belichick this past weekend, that clip that went sort of viral? Aaron Rodgers throws the ball to the sideline, and he kicks it like midair. Did you see that?
No.
He did like a crane kick, a karate Cobra Kai.
Are you telling me?
Yeah, midair.
Are you telling me?
You're like,
who's been training Bill Belichick?
Wait,
Johnny Silver?
Silver? Did I dream this or did this happen? Because I saw it.
I think it was part of your weird dream.
Here's my dream. Aaron Rodgers.
Bill Belichick doing a karate
it to the side
kick.
In midair, Bill Belichick, and he kicks the ball midair. You didn't see that? It went fire. I said, hey. We have different algorithms.
I'm going to look at mine.
Show me your algorithm, and I'll tell you who you are.
My algorithm,
I found it 3 days ago.
What?
Belichick kicks football, gone viral.
Midair.
Oh. He's like,
My algorithm like is New York Mets.
Dude, it was like perfectly timed. I was just impressed that he could move his legs that quick.
The Giants.
Let's go to JR in Kentucky. Hey, JR.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, man, what's up?
So this may be weird, but probably one of my favorite coaches is also one that I dislike the most now. And I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. And Marvin Lewis, during his final few years, had just felt like he completely gave up. I'm pretty sure in a press conference, he even made the statement that it's not his job to motivate the players.
Ooh. So, yeah, it is.
I loved Marvin Lewis for all those years. And then, like I said, towards those final 4 years, he just, it felt like he went completely downhill.
You know, sometimes you hate a coach because they're really good and you face them, right? Like, when the Seattle Seahawks were giving the 49ers hell, and Pete Carroll just always had a smile on his face, chewing his gum, I'm like, I hate his face. But now I'm like, now I can look at him and say, he's just a great coach, Pete Carroll.
Well, he is. But there's also coaches who are average coaches that benefit from great teams. And then there's coaches.
Oh, what about this?
Who are good coaches and they have bad teams. You know, so it does matter.
Well, I was
but
thinking,
their job, regardless, is to motivate the team.
I was thinking more along the lines of not necessarily the good coaches with bad players or the bad players with good coaches. There are coaches that somehow, like Danny G was saying, there's coaches that are in over their head immediately. You can tell they're a defensive guy or offensive guy, and they shouldn't even be a head coach. And you could tell that very quickly. And then there's guys that get a bad reputation at the bat, like Hackett for the Broncos. This guy's already, people are already like, worst coach in the NFL.
Yeah, who's the best coach ever? Since it's National Coaches Day, putting you on a spot. Is it Phil Jackson? Is it Pat Riley? Like, who comes to mind as like the best coach ever?
John Madden.
Oh. Boom. And when I say boom, boom, is that the number one answer? Tough acting, ten acting. Boom.
That's a good question. Might be.
He's my favorite coaching commercials for sure.
Cincinnati. Let's see. Let's say hello to Barry. Hi, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Barry.
Hey, Barry. Diehard Cincinnati fan. JR forgot about Mike Shula and Dick LeBeau. Worst coaches for Cincinnati. And then we followed Pittsburgh and gave Hugh Jackson to Cleveland.
Yeah, Hugh Jackson, that did not work out well. Wes in Fresno. Wes, you're on. Covino and Rich.
Hey, guys. Want to say I love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time because I have no life. All I do is work, be dad, and listen to Fox Sports.
Hey,
the worst
means a lot.
Coach, for me at least, Jeff Fisher, man. I'm a Rams fan, and, dude, that was disappointing. I know Sam Bradford and Jake Long didn't work out right up front, but the last 3 years it was miserable, and he had the first 3 years of Todd Gurley's career and only showed out one.
Yeah, it stands out, too, because new coach, new system.
Jeff Fisher.
There's like a new energy about the team. You're all excited, and then, ugh.
I always thought Jeff Fisher had one of the more awkward coaching moments. Do you ever see, like, was it on Hard Knocks where you get to see him announce to his team, like, hey, everyone, and the coach is like, hey, what's up, coach? And he's like, I'm not your coach. I just got fired. Like, you know, have you guys seen this clip? Like, it's a couple years old, but I guess it was during a Hard Knocks year when the Rams let
I've
him go.
I've seen that one, but did you see the one where Bill Belichick karate kicks a football midair? That's the one you need to see, I'm telling you.
And Rich, I thought you were talking about Fisher's great moment where he said, we're not going 8-8. We're not.
I love that one, but it's so awkward because it's real. You watch this guy's life just sort of change in front of your eyes. He's like, yes, what's the matter, coach? I just got fired. It's a very weird clip. Look it up when you get a chance. But hey, National Coaches Day, we all remember the good ones. We remember the bad ones. If you're a coach for your kids' team, God bless you because it's thankless. Here's your pick for tonight. This is the lock, the Dickie Doo taking you to teaser. I'm taking you to teaser town.
All right.
6.5
all right,
point Dickie teaser.
Fietti.
6.5 point teaser. You're going to do Broncos +3.5. Take it from -3 to +3.5. 6.5 point teaser. And you take it to 48.5 and take the under. So under 48.5. Broncos +3.5. That is a 6.5 point teaser. Covino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.